Live from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Welcome so much to the folks who have managed to stay through a very wilting day on this last day of the Farm Progress Show to be with us in the University of Illinois tent. We're at the corner of 3rd and Western Avenue. Here's the way the numbers settled up in Chicago this afternoon. It was not a good day in Chicago. If you wanted the markets to go higher, they didn't. There by September corn at 7.28¾, down 28¾. December futures 29 cents lower at 7.38½, and next year's December's 18¼ lower at 6.46¾. September beans at 14.24¾, down 24¼. November at 19½ lower at $14.38. November of next year, $13.83 a bushel, finished down 9. And the wheat futures, September contract, 29¾ lower, 7.15½. The July at 8.14½, down 29 cents. We'll dispense with the livestock for the moment because I'd have to change pages and I can't find them that quickly. And we'll skip forward to our first guest this afternoon from Country Insurance. Could you please give me your name?
Yeah, I'm Craig Conroy. I work with Country Financial and manage the farm underwriting area.
Craig, tell me about why you're here, because I think there are some interesting new products that you've got for farmers to use. Country is the largest insurer in the state of farmers.
Yeah, we're number one here in the state of Illinois and have been offering coverage to our valued farm clients for 86 years. And one thing we've learned over that time is to listen to the voice of the customer, and we have done that. And in 2011, we've had some farm enhancements as a result. So just real quick, we've added a few new coverages this year. It would include coverage for mobile ag tires and tubes and service. So you hit a deer antler in the middle of harvest with a combine, we're able to help accommodate you with that now. We also offer debris removal coverage for those old barns that aren't being fixed up after a loss. And finally, we built in some extra expense coverage to the policy.
Anything else that producers need to know about Country and Financial and what you're doing, when they should sign up for these things, how they should go about checking in on their insurance?
I would say clients of ours, go ahead and meet with your financial reps as often as possible to talk about liability and increased land values and assets. And if you're not a Country client, to visit www.countryfinancial.com.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you being with us this afternoon. We'll take time in just a moment to check in with our grain analysts. We have five of them on stage with us this afternoon. We may have one more yet. Including Dan Zwicker. We'll talk with Dan in just a moment. And we'll introduce you to a brand new mobile app from ADM. You, of course, are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is a production of Illinois Public Media. You can always visit us online at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Agricultural Director Dave Dickey. Did you know we have many ways for you to stay in touch with the markets? In addition to our on-air programming, we've got markets on your phone. Call 217-333-3434. We update the report twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. We also put all our analysis on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you will find audio from the pre-opening to closing market reports and everything in between, along with our flagship show, Commodity Week. You can also subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter, full of technical and fundamental analysis. Look for the subscribe link in the right navigation window of willag.org. And we have podcasts and downloadable MP3 files in farm-friendly bandwidths. 21 analysts a week give you the information you need to make smart marketing decisions. It's all a production of Illinois Public Media Agriculture and willag.org.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
This is the Closing Market Report. It's a Thursday afternoon. We're coming to you live from the Farm Progress Show. On stage with us, Andy Montgomery of AgriGold. Andy, it's been a very good Farm Progress Show. The first 2 days were just packed. Was your tent really busy, and what were producers asking you about?
Well, our tent was extremely packed those first couple days. I mean, a lot of people were coming in, you know, wanting to talk about their crop, wanting to see what our people are seeing the rest of the part of the country. There's a lot of excitement about new products that are hitting the field. You know, I think guys are just excited to finally get into those fields, and they wanted to talk about, you know, and really in the next couple weeks, I think a lot of people are going to start opening up some fields.
You are the national sales manager for AgriGold, and you can talk about everybody else's corn yields here. Not AgriGold, you can hold those because I know they were really big. But what were the corn yields that you heard from producers who have opened up their fields potentially at this point, or if they have a good guess on what their yields might be, and how did they vary across the nation?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Todd. You know, just an hour ago, we had a grower from Sullivan, Indiana, that had started in the last couple days, and you know, he said he'd cut into some irrigated stuff that was just shy of 200 bushels, so 195, 98 averages in the fields. He said he had some unirrigated stuff that was in that 170 range. You know, he said it was down slightly from last year, but I think he's optimistic overall. We had some people from eastern Iowa that, you know, said, hey, I'm going to be off a little bit, but I'm still pretty excited about the crop that that's out there.
Are you worried in AgriGold, worried much about a seed availability and what hybrids will be available to put in the ground next year?
You know, at this point, we're not available or really worried about what's going to happen. Of course, we've started in the last, you know, 10 days of harvesting our crop. There's been some high heat across our growing conditions, and I think we'll know a lot more in the next couple weeks.
Now, you guys are believed to be in pretty good condition because you had a big grow out this summer, right? Bigger than usual.
Well, you know, you look at the seed crop the last couple years, and it was tight. And I think growers came to us this past year and said, hey, I don't want to go through that again. So we this past year had a huge plan, actually one of the largest plans in the history of our brand. And I think that's going to put us in a really good position in the marketplace.
Thank you so much, Andy. We appreciate you taking time with us. Andy Montgomery is with AgriGold. He's their national sales manager. Let's get down to business and talk about the commodity markets. Dan Zwicker, I downloaded, actually didn't have to download because it's a mobile application. It's on the web, the brand new ADM Farmer application, which is at adm.com/farmerview. It's a really good application. I like it. I have an iPhone. It's a magnificent piece of software. I went there this afternoon. There's a button that says Market Intelligence. And in this morning's comments at 8:37, you said that corn was going to break hard, potentially, or what looks like it might break pretty hard, to 7:43. It went further than that. How did you know?
Well, you could tell after yesterday's break that we were tipping over and we were going to see some more long liquidation, especially when you look ahead at a three-day weekend. I think, you know, we were higher earlier in the week. We were actually, after yesterday's session, we were behind for the week. So my guess now with the big decline that we had here today, we're going to close out the week with a weekly reversal to the downside on corn. That implies that at least for now, the trade feels that the 7-80 level that we saw on December corn is plenty until they at least see what USDA's crop numbers are. I think for the most part, Chicago has kind of been in the belief that most of the pro-farmer tour, the lower yields have been pretty well discounted into the market. Your technical indicators were all in that overbought category, and so I think that just kind of encouraged liquidation, and then in this type of environment, it just feeds right into other stops, and I think that's why we saw the big decline here today.
You're our regular Thursday analyst, so I want to stay with you for just a bit, because there's other news out of ADM. Beyond the mobile app and you getting the break right early this morning if you were watching that Market Intelligence. That's a really good piece of software, by the way, or just application.
Yeah, and it is open. Our Farm Review site on the PC was you had to go through a login. That's still going to be the case because that one will allow you to get into your contracts and that kind of stuff with your individual elevators. But on our mobile site is going to be open. So all farmers are going to be eligible to go in there. We've got a nice weather section, Market Intelligence. Like I said, ADM is going to allow me to do some technical analysis and put it in print. So I will be doing some technical comments. It's not necessarily going to be every day. It's going to be probably a couple times a week or as needed. But they're just going to be kind of short comments to kind of maybe give you some help in your marketing tips. So I'd encourage everybody to go, if they got a smartphone, go there. It's a nice little piece of market information. It's simple. It gives you your quotes. It gives you your cash bids, but only for ADM locations.
I checked that this morning. I want to follow up on something because I'm going to let you off completely easy this afternoon. I checked to see if your brand new Wisconsin elevators were there. They bought a line in Wisconsin now. There are 9 of them. They weren't listed there, but they will be, I think, pretty soon.
It'll take them a while to get the IT probably support on staff.
Yes, so
because the deal wasn't finalized until yesterday.
Right, so ADM now has some Wisconsin elevators. I take it you need that to make sure that the plant here in Decatur will continue to run consistently with a short crop, because most of those sit on a rail line, and you're able to bring grain out of Wisconsin into Illinois to feed it?
They'll be able to come down to Decatur, but... I mean, ADM is, we're in the acquisition mode. I mean, the grain company has been a very profitable entity for ADM company as a whole. And it's not only necessarily to be processed. We have upwards of 40% of the export market. We are probably the bigger player in the export market down in New Orleans in the Pacific. So the grain company buys the grain from the farmer, and I'm part of that origination part. And then we market it to the processor or to the exporter, or we'll maybe sell it to another person. So each individual division with ADM is they kind of compete among themselves, basically. Everybody has to pay market price for it.
So a play economist, that tells me that you have shifted your supply curve to the left, meaning you've gone this way, to the left on the curve, which means there's more supply. Usually means lower price. But have you also shifted your demand curve, do you think, to the right? And does that equal out? What I'm really trying to say is, are the folks here in Central Illinois going to see a wider basis or a lower price because of the acquisition?
Well, it's part of the market. You got to keep in mind that you can't ship that corn down from Central Wisconsin free. It's all still going to be market-based. Maybe that corn doesn't make it to Central Illinois. Maybe it's spent off someplace else and we pick up somebody else's corn. It's a cash merchandising market. Cash traders throughout the Midwest swap back and forth, rail cars, barges and whatnot. But it's, from a company point of view, it's nice to have ownership of grain elevators to defend your position, because you are a big user of corn. Like I said, we grind upwards of 550,000 bushels of corn, or 600,000 here in Decatur. Our Cedar Rapids plant is grinding 750,000 bushels of corn. So we are a big user of corn and soybeans, and we have to get ourselves in position to be able to keep those plants going 24/7, 365.
Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group, joins us here at the Farm Progress Show. Thanks so much for being on stage with us, Dan. Brian Stark is here from the Andersons from Champaign County. He's an originator of grain, merchandiser, picking grain up out of the field, roughly speaking. Tell me what you've heard from farmers, and has anybody brought, I know this morning they hadn't had any loads yet of new crop corn. Have you yet today?
No new corn today, Todd. I think most people, we've only had about 10% of our draw territory plant corn in April. Most of it was planted around the middle to end of May, some extending into June. So I think we're a week to 10 days before we see guys really get ramped up. There is some concern on stock quality, the fact that we haven't had much rain in East Central Illinois since the end of June. So it's something that bears monitoring, but we'll get there here in the next week to 10 days.
Now, the cynic in me tells me that, for instance, ADM looked around and said, there's not going to be enough grain for us to operate this. We need to pick up some elevators. Probably true. To provide supply for Decatur, maybe for Cedar Rapids. You folks also are involved in the ethanol industry. Are you concerned at all that price will move high enough that Washington, D.C. will look not only at the taxing legislation but at the mandate at some point and say, enough is enough?
Well, I believe that, in my opinion, not speaking for the Andersons, Inc., but in my opinion, I believe that is true. I think at some point, whether it's $8.50 or some high dollar and $8, that you'll get to a point where people will want to push so much that they will look at finding a way to reduce the ethanol mandate if that's what happens. I mean, we just did some analogy the other day. You could easily look at a national yield, in our opinion, in the mid-140s. If you have harvested acreage down around 83 million because of a higher preventative planting number, that's only a 12 billion bushel crop, Todd. And even if our carryout for this 2010 crop grows to a billion or more, it's unattainable. And I think at some point, either price has to do the mechanism or someone's going to get involved. And it's unfortunate if that's what happens down the road.
Pete Manhart is here as well. Pete Manhart, of course, with Bates Commodities. Pete, when you talk to your producers, do they say they've just sold too much up front and they need some help trying to figure out what to do?
Some have, some haven't. I've got guys that haven't sold a thing yet. I've got guys that sold their first corn last week at $7.50 and their first beans at $14. But I've got other guys sold 80, 90 to 100 bushel and are worried that maybe they won't have 100 bushel. I think 150 in the area where I'm at is going to be a good yield, but we've got estimates of 210 down to 120 in our area from the elevators. I've only heard three yields from our area. One was 65 bushel, one was 80 bushel, and one was 215 bushel, and that's all within 30-mile radius of my house. And they might have been at opposite ends of the field. Like this morning, some guy said he had a yield of 240, 40 at that end and 200 at that end. So I think we're going to – the eastern side of the county had less than an inch in July. We did have an inch and a half rain once in August. And we've got other places they had 8 inches in the county in July and 5 inches in August. So we're going to have widespread yields in our area. And as you go east, you're going to continue that. I think the reports on that we've had from Pro Farmer and everyone else, the things they miss is the test weight. And if you have a low test weight, that can take, if they had a 147 and the test weight's 5 pounds lighter, that's another 10% off. So I think that can be a big thing in actually harvested yield down the road.
Mike Georgie from Allendale is here as well. He just mentioned the Pro Farmer Tour, but you folks at Allendale are in the middle of a survey that generally is pretty accurate. What kind of data are you collecting from farmers, and how do they fill out the survey? When will we get the results?
Well, this is our 20-something yield survey, and it's going to end tomorrow. We ask our producers and anybody that wants to go on our website, allendale-inc.com. We have a mathematical way to estimate your yields, and we're going to end it tomorrow. And next Tuesday, we're going to come out with our estimated yields that is given to us by the producers out there. And we feel it's a better estimate than all of them because you are the ones that know your fields the best.
Let's wrap up. We'll talk about crop insurance just a bit from Strategic Farm Marketing. Bill Mayer is here. Bill, are there things that producers need to think about with the crop insurance, whether it's that which they've already purchased and they're looking forward to, or that which will be coming in the next year?
Well, I think both, but I think maybe the priority right now is on the stuff that you've got for this year. And let's just look at an example. As most of you, I think, are aware, if the price this fall, the October price, is above the 601 level, which was the spring price, it really just turns into a bushel protection policy at the higher fall price. And let's just look at a guy that's got 180 bushel APH, 85% coverage. He's got about 152 bushels per acre covered. Let's say that he's got 125 bushel yield out. Let's just say 122 bushel yield out there. So he's going to get paid on 30 bushel an acre at whatever that October price averages. I was doing some work with a guy this morning at our booth, and a 650 versus a 750 average price in October amounted about $100-some per acre for him in his case. So I think that's a consideration you need to look at if you know or think that you're in that situation, a loss situation. Is there a reason to look at maybe some protection there just to get you through that October period? That's really a risk you have on those bushels. And then, of course, the bushels you do raise, that 122, you can deal with that as a separate issue.
So how are they going to protect it? What kinds of things do they need
to
do?
You can come in. You can buy, of course, now you can buy a put that expires next week. You can buy a put that expires the end of September. You can buy a put that expires the end of October. You could do something like that, some kind of near-term put to protect that price.
Pete Manhart, do you want to follow up on that train of thought, please?
Yeah, we had a lot of guys that had been long, and when it got well over seven, they took those off, took their calls off, and bought 750 puts down to 720 puts, and at the same time sold $9 calls, protect the downside and leave the top open.
Well, joining us here on stage, when we'll come back, for those of you who are in audience, we'll come back and talk to the folks behind us, the grain analysts that are regulars on willag.org. But on stage with us, a couple of state officers from the Illinois Association, FFA. Hi, guys. Please give me your names and which office you hold at this point.
I'm Chris Stepig from Waterloo, and I'm the Illinois State Reporter.
I'm Jim Tobin. I'm from Farmer City, and I'm the State FFA Vice President.
Tell me about your experience in high school and what you think FFA has given you in terms of leadership.
Well, I was the kid who joined the FFA because I had to, because it was a class requirement. Rather than write a paper, I would join the FFA. And I've definitely seen that within the FFA, you can grow as a person and, you know, getting out to those CDEs, you definitely learn a lot of real-life experience, and I think that's definitely helped me come out of my shell and be a better leader.
Well, like Chris said, I was the kid that didn't really have the agricultural background and signed up for the FFA as something to put on a resume, and it really does rip you out of your shell and makes you step outside of your comfort zone, try new things, meet new people, and it really has made me grow a lot as a person the past few years and has set me on track for the rest of my life.
Are you both farm boys or not?
Nope, neither one of us.
Neither one of you a farm boy. That is awfully good to hear. Give these two kids a nice round of applause, because I'll tell you what, and I think everybody in the audience will agree, we probably, most of us, went through FFA. That leadership training that we gained gave us the foothold by which we managed the rest of our lives. I know it did for me, and I'll bet it did for you. If your kids are in high school, they get the opportunity to join the FFA. They might want to take those classes because it's an important part of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. And it is a way for everybody that wants to be involved in high school can find something in the FFA.
Thank you so much, guys, and good luck on your year as officers in the Illinois Association FFA. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. It is a broadcasting service of the College of Media. You can always find us at willag.org. That's willag.org. There you'll find all of our agricultural programming, from the pre-opening market report to the closing market report and everything in between. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with more from the Farm Progress Show.
The Closing Market Report on Illinois Public Media is made possible with support from L&M Commodities, a full-service brokerage company serving area farmers with professional market advice and crop insurance products. L&M Commodities has offices in New Market, Indiana, Leland, Illinois, and Terrell, Arkansas.
Looking at meteorologist Drew Lerner's weather highlights, he says that rain is expected in much of the U.S. Midwest today through Sunday and possibly lingering in eastern areas on Monday. The moisture will be good for all Midwestern locations, with relief from dryness expected in many areas, including central and southern Illinois, eastern Missouri, southern Indiana, Kentucky, and parts of the northern Delta and interior southeastern states, where it has been dry for a while. Rain in the northern U.S. plains and upper Midwest will be greatest into Saturday morning, and then a net drying bias will prevail most of next week to favor summer crop maturation and harvest progress. Cooler air will move into the northwestern U.S. Midwest Friday afternoon, and it will overspread all of the Midwest and eventually into the Delta and southeastern states Saturday through early next week. Mild to cool conditions will dominate the eastern one-third of the nation through all of next week.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
This is the Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, coming to you today live from the Farm Progress Show. It's the last day. It's been a fairly light day here on site, but honestly, there's been a lot more traffic than I expected there would be, given the heat that was proposed for today. And I'll tell you, it's hot. It's really hot here in the tent, but we are enjoying ourselves. Linda Cole has been here. She is the project coordinator for soybean research, wants to talk about soybean yields. What kind of research do we have happening at the University of Illinois in the National Soybean Research Laboratory, Linda?
Well, yield was the number one focus. You talk to most farmers and checkoff folks, and they're really focused on yield. Talk about corn, it's a little bit easier to bump up that yield. The rate of increase is a little higher than what we see in soybeans. So for soybeans, the question is, how do you get it? And how are we going to get that yield? So I want to put a little bit of different twist on it, a little bit different twist. Do you remember when the four-minute mile was broken? 1954.
No. Oh. I was like, no.
1954? Okay.
I may just have a
four-minute mile.
Some of the guys behind us do, but I don't. Some of the guys out here do, too.
Yeah. I read about it. Okay. Roger Bannister.
There, Roger Bannister. Very nice.
Broke the four-minute mile in 1954. Prior to that, didn't think it was possible. They even thought it was lethal for a human to run a mile faster than 4 minutes. Okay. After that, how many times do you think the four-minute mile was broken? Yeah, it's the standard now. It's the standard. They reset the standard. What's changed? What has changed?
We're taller.
The belief that it could be done. Is that right?
Yep.
The belief that it could be done. If that's the trust, the faith, the attitude that we could have growing soybeans, do you think we could break that 100 bushel an acre barrier?
Yes.
Thank
I do.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So if what we need in Illinois, what we need in Illinois is for one or two farmers to break that barrier. And do you think it's possible? Yes, it is possible. So I'm going to stop there because it's possible. And we've got some programs in place. One of them, ISA, the Illinois Soybean Association, the stage has been set for the yield challenge. Do what you want. Do it well. Get that soybean yield up. And I'm hoping in a few years I can be up here and there's going to be hands going up in the crowd that said, yeah, I'm one of those people. I broke that barrier, because it's going to happen.
Linda Cole, thank you so much. She's with the National Soybean Research Lab. The gauntlet has been laid down. Raise 100 bushel soybeans. We'll get a final word very short from our analyst right here on stage. Mike Georgie, you're up first from Allendale, please.
Yeah, we've all heard what's going to happen. It's going to still be a volatile rest of the year. This market is very technical. Technicians came in today and sold. That's why we had a lot of downside here, because we still don't know what the yields are going to be. So, you know, get your protection and wait for volatility.
Bill Mayer?
I think bases could continue to be fairly tight going into harvest. Don't get any preconceived ideas as far as what you want to do, store versus sell. You got to make the decision at the time.
WILLAG.org. I'm Todd Gleason, coming to you live from the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. Have a great afternoon.